Vietnam is dropped from the U.S. concern list. The Middle East peace process is met with prayer, and a translation group could reach millions through schools in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Vietnam is hailing the United States' decision to remove it from their list of violators of religious freedom, but Christians are wondering why. Voice of the Martyrs has been working in Vietnam for years. VOM's Todd Nettleton believes the recent church registration announcement was a public relations ploy.
18 Vietnamese churches were granted registration, but instead of going to the pastors or going to the church leaders, the government simply faxed a list to the U.S. Embassy as if to say, look, we have religious freedom now. We've registered all these churches.
However, they failed to mention the 534 churches that didn't receive registration. Nettleton says it didn't come without a price.
Some of the pastors were informed by our U.S. Embassy there. One of the things you have to do in order to apply for registration is you have to list all of the members of your church. At least some of those lists were used to target people for interrogation and persecution.
Despite the problems, churches are growing, especially among the ethnic minority groups. Meanwhile, some say politics, not faith, are central to the Middle East conflict. However, evangelist Sammy Tippett says there's a new trend among the families. A quiet movement of prayer has emerged at a time when people are responding to the gospel.
We're seeing actual family units come to Christ, and so we have felt that we need to help facilitate a prayer movement that would undergird what is taking place. And so we just concluded a conference where we brought people from a particular, very difficult country, and we trained them in the biblical principles of praying for their family.
Tippett believes this prayer movement could reshape the Middle East.
We're having materials right now inside this country translated so that there can be a more organized movement that would take place, and we'd have materials and tools to help them to know how to pray biblically. Pray that these tools will be safely printed and distributed to the people that they need to get to.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian groups are uniting to bring a voice to the plight of 143 million orphans around the world. Family Life, Focus on the Family, and Johannes Hope launched the Voice of the Orphan campaign this week. Coalition member Bethany Christian Services President Bill Blackwire says they've issued a call that requires a due response from the church.
We really believe if the Christian community of this world would address the orphan crisis, it could result in organizations like Bethany not needing to be involved anymore because children would be cared for.
Blackwire says a like vision for outreach was the main reason behind the alliance's formation.
Well, it's very important to feed and clothe and care for children, and we support that work. It is also very important to also do it in the name of Jesus Christ and present the message of salvation.
If you want to be a part of the orphan care response, go to our website. Next, the people of Uganda want the Bible read daily to their students. This is such a priority that Uganda's First Lady and the Minister of Education and Sports have chosen the World Bible Translation Center's easy-to-read version English Bible because of its simplicity in reading and understanding. The center believes as this reading project grows, it'll expose approximately 8 million students, teachers, and their families to the gospel. And while Christmas is more than a month away, Partners International is giving you an opportunity to make an eternal difference overseas. You can do that through their Harvest of Hope gift catalog. The catalog lists important items that are needed in the field, like bikes for traveling evangelists, Bible camp scholarships for kids, medicine, or Christmas gifts for the poor. The funding provides the needed resources to help nationals in evangelism, church planting, and discipleship. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church members be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.